निवृत्तिलक्षणमार्ग आदावेव व्याख्यातः एतावान् एवाण्डकोशो यस् चतुर्दशधा पुराणेषु विकल्पित उपगीयते यत्तत् भगवतो नारायणस्य साक्षान् महापुरुषस्य स्थविष्टं रूपम् आत्ममायागुणमयम् अनुवर्णितम् आदृतः पठति शृणोति श्रावयति स उपगेयं भगवतः परमात्मनो अग्राह्यमपि श्रद्धा भक्ति विशुद्ध बुद्धिर्वेद. ट्रांसलेशन अंड पर्पट बै श्रील एस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. इन द बिगिनिंग द सेकंड एंड थर्ड कैंटोस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम आई हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड हाउ वन कैन प्रोग्रेस ऑन द पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन. In the Puranas, the vast universal existence, which is like an egg divided into 14 parts, is described. This vast form is considered the external body of the Lord, created by His energy and qualities. It is generally called the Virat Rupa. If one reads the description of this external form of the Lord with great faith, or if one hears about it or explains it to others to propagate Bhagavata Dharma or Krishna consciousness, his faith and division and devotion in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will gradually increase. Although developing this consciousness is very difficult, by this process one can purify himself and gradually come to an awareness of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Purport. The Krishna Consciousness movement is pushing forward the publication of Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained, especially for the understanding of the modern civilized man, to awaken him to his original consciousness. Without this consciousness, one melts into complete darkness. Whether one goes to the upper planetary systems or the hellish planetary systems, he simply wastes his time. Therefore, one should hear of the universal position of the Virat form of the Lord as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. That will help one save himself from material, conditional life and gradually elevate him to the path of liberation, so that he can go back home, back to Godhead. So I will also read the next two verses. Shrutva stulam tada sukshmam rupam bhagavato yati stule nirjitam atmanam shanai sukshmam dhyana yediti. One who is interested in liberation, who accepts the path of liberation and is not attracted to the path of conditional life, is called yati or a devotee. Such a person should first control his mind by thinking of the Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, and then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, after hearing of both forms. Thus, one's mind is fixed in Samadhi. By devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus, his life becomes successful. It is said, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktehi. If one wants to progress on the path of liberation, he should associate with Mahatmas or liberated devotees, because in such association there is a full chance of hearing, describing and chanting about the name, form, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. On the path of bondage, one eternally undergoes the repetition of birth and death. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and thus take advantage of the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees and also explain it to propagate Krishna Consciousness. So last verse of fifth canto. My dear King, I have now described for you this planet Earth, other planetary systems and their lands, rivers and mountains. I have also described the sky, the oceans, the lower planetary systems, the directions, the hellish planetary systems and the stars. These constitute the Virat Rupa, the gigantic material form of the Lord, on which all living entities repose. Thus I have explained the wonderful expanse of the external body of the Lord. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 26th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled A Description of the Hellish Planets. It is completed in the Honolulu Temple of the Panchatattva, June 5th. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, seeking blessings of all the devotees for my purification, I will speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as we are hearing from several months, the fifth canto, the different descriptions of universal planetary systems. So that is concluding here. So here in these three verses, like Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that I have explained this grass form of this whole universe is considered to be the grass manifestation, stavishtam rupam, is like a grass body of the Supreme Lord. It is manifestation of the external energy. So if one regularly, like if one hears and try to understand, try to explain it, so it is like slowly people like one will develop faith, bhakti and pure intelligence, and then a person can slowly try to understand the topic of the Supreme Lord. And that understanding that Lord, that is like, it is more difficult than to understand the, like, even the universal form. Like, Lord, understanding the Lord form, which is like an Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he writes like which is like an Upanishad, difficult to understand. So slowly he will understand the topics of the Lord if one hears these narrations of the universal form of the Lord. And he is mentioning that by hearing, just like by our, we use our mind and intelligence, we use our intelligence to bring back the mind. So like it is mentioned that if a renunciate, if he uses his intelligence to bring back his mind on focusing on the universal form of the Lord, slowly he will be able to control the mind, and then after that, when his mind is controlled, he can lead the slowly that mind into the form of the Lord, which is like subtle form of, like it is more subtle or it is spiritual in nature. So basically it is the same instruction that is also given in second canto, where the yogi, when he is meditating, if his mind is not so much pure, then he is advised to meditate on the universal form of the Lord. So that is his dharanashraya. And then when his mind is sufficiently purified, then he is advised to meditate on the paramatma form of the Lord, which is transcendental. So here also same instruction is being given. So basically when Parikshit Maharaj has asked, please explain about the universal form of the Lord, so that time the purpose in asking Parikshit Maharaj is not for that he needs to practice that meditation on the universal form, but there are many yogis sitting on that assembly along with Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj wanted the for the benefit of the yogis also, because those yogis wanted to practice Yoga Mishra Bhakti. So for them, for their benefit, he asked that. Sukadeva Goswami also explained for their benefit. And also, like we can also see that he is explaining about this. Sukadeva Goswami is establishing that I know all these things. So this is like the form of the Lord external. By meditating on it, you can reach the higher goal. And also like that means he is establishing himself as an authentic person, so that when he narrates other pastimes of the Lord, like spiritual, like the leelas of the Lord, so these people can accept those leelas and slowly they become, understand the greatness of the Lord. And also in general, for all the devotees, we can understand the greatness of the Lord by seeing this universal form of the Lord, understanding, studying it, how Lord is there, his external energy is controlling every aspect in our life. So that's how we can also benefit. So in this way, like studying this universal form, understanding that everything in this world is acting under the control of the Lord, one will develop faith, bhakti and purification. So slowly he can understand the higher topics of the Lord, like the form of the Lord and everything. So in this way, the like whatever you have asked, I have narrated. So like that, Sukadeva Goswami is concluding. And also in this purport, if we see, Prabhupada is mentioning that the Krishna consciousness movement is encouraging this publication of Srimad Bhagavatam, where we can learn about all these things. So like that he was glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought I will just narrate briefly there is one, Sanatana Goswami has written 5 prayers to Srimad Bhagavatam in Krishna Leela Stava. Shortly we will see this and then we will discuss other topics also. Sarva Shastrabdi Piyusha Sarva Vedaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhyam Sarvalokaika Drukpada. So Srimad Bhagavatam is described by him as that it is the nectar of all the Shastra, ocean of Shastra. Shastras are compared to an ocean. So that ocean is churned, the nectar that emanates is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedaika Satphala. So all the Vedas, if they are compared to great trees, this is Satphala, the ripened fruit, Nigamakalpataror Galitam Phalam, like that. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya. If there are so many conclusions are there, out of them the jewel that manifested is in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Lokaika Drukpada. So for all the world, it is the it is giving the sight how to see. So in the ocean of in the darkness of Kali Yuga, it gives the light. So that is Sarva Lokaika Drukpada. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kalidvanta Uditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita. So Sarva Bhagavata Prana, this Srimad Bhagavatam is very very dear to all the Bhagavatas. Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, O Srimad Bhagavata, O my Master Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Kalidvanta Uditaditya. So for the Kali Yuga people, to reduce that the tamas, it has arisen like an aditya, like a sun. Shri Krishna Parivartita. This Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Shri Krishna only. Shri Krishna only transformed himself into Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshi Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostume. Paramananda Pathaya. So it is to read, it is like Paramananda. And it is very, very pleasing to read. We'll see Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, today is his disappearance day. So how he is relishing reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Prema Varshi Aksharayate. Your letters, they are all completely showering prema, love in all your letters. Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya. You should be always served. And you should be served by everyone. Sarva Sevyaya. Shri Krishnaya Namostume. I offer my obeisances to you. O Shri Krishna. He is directly addressing Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam. Madeka Bandho Matsangi Madguru Man Mahadana Mannistaraka Madbhagya Madananda Namostute. Madeka Bandho. You are my the most dear friend or relative. Matsangi, my constant associate. Madguru, you are my guru. Man Mahadana, you are my greatest treasure. Man Nistaraka, you are my deliverer. Madbhagya, my greatest fortune. Madananda, my greatest happiness. Namostu te, I offer my obeisances to you. Asadu Daita Dain, Atinito, Atinito Cha Taraka. Hanamuncha kada chinmam premna hrutkantayos phura. So you make even a great asadhu, great wretched person into a great sadhu. That is the glory of you. Atinicha uchataraka. You make even a lowest person into greatest position. That is your glory. Hanamuncha kada chinmam. Please don't leave me, O Srimad Bhagavatam. Premna hrutkantayosvura. Please appear in my neck with lovingly. So like that, Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. I thought I will just narrate about this. Also, in the purport, after the conclusion of the purport, Srila Prabhupada has given some more appendix where he is concluding that the form of the Rishabhadev that is mentioned, that Rishabhadev form belongs to that Prabhava form of the Lord. And the activities, he is the Supreme Lord. The activities of Rishabhadev are all spiritual. It is not material. But the other people which are imitating Rishabhadev, they are saying Rishabhadev's activities are material, but we should not accept. We have to accept that his activities are completely spiritual. So like that he is concluding the purport to, so, to fifth canto there. So from tomorrow onwards, because we have gone through this great mountain or great difficult subject of this universal form, so the, and also we have in this chapter so much description of the hellish planets are there. So much we have, like several weeks we are discussing like how people suffer in hellish. So hearing that Parikshit Maharaj, his heart is compassionate, he is asking for the solution, and that's where the glories of the holy name will come in the sixth canto from. So that will be started. So also, so this is regarding the verses. So today is the occasion of Vasanta Panchami, and we have many events in our calendar. Today is very special day. Like outside people, they are celebrating in different way, but for us it is most auspicious day. So we have seven events in our description of the like Vaishnava calendar. Like Vasanta Panchami, this is like start of the spring season. So where we can see our altar, Madhumadhu Prabhu and all others, they have nicely decorated with yellow color. So very beautifully looking. Yellow color and decorated with lot of flowers. So Krishna, like spring season, like we have seen all the external energy is manifested. All the external energy, the beauty, all everything that is manifestation of the Krishna's potency. So all the flowers, beautiful flowers which are coming, everything is manifestation from the Lord. So Lord is decorated with all these things. So the origin of spring, so therefore the Lord is decorated with many flowers and other decorations. And also there is celebration of Saraswati Puja, where the Lord's internal Shakti, the Saraswati, so that is also celebrated in some parts. And also there is the Lord's consort Srimati Vishnupriya Devi appearance. So Vishnupriya Devi is mentioned as the Bhu Shakti of the Lord. So, and Lord got married to her after he returns from his trip to Bangladesh, and her marriage, this is like Lord's second marriage. So this was very much Buddhimantakan, he sponsors the Lord's marriage, and it was celebrated in a very grand way. So after that, within short time, maybe within 1 year, after 1 year, Lord, after that, he went to Gaya and he became he manifested his Leela as a devotee. So after that, after some time, he took sannyas. And Vishnupriya Devi is like very much remembered for her worship of the Lord. Like she used to worship the deity form of the Lord, and she used to chant the names of the Lord, and for every round she used to keep one grain apart, and in the afternoon she used to collect all those grains and cook and offer it to Sachi Mata, and whatever remnants are there, she used to eat. So very, very severe austerity. She spent her whole life in worshipping Lord Gauranga in separation. So that is her glory, Vishnupriya Devi. And then there is also appearance of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. So Pundarika Vidyanidhi is said to be she is the in Vrajalila, he is the father of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So Pundarika Vidyanidhi, two pastimes mainly appear when we remember. He is he was there in Mayapur. So one time Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda says to Gadadhar Pandit that there was a great sadhu, the great devotee is there, we will visit him. So at that time, Gadadhar Pandit, when he visits, so there he was appearing like a worldly person with costly ornaments, costly dress, and he's combing his hair like that. So Gadadhar Pandit was wondering. So at that time Mukunda recited the shloka of Aho Bakiyam. So seeing that, Pundarika Vidyanidhi exhibited all his ecstatic symptoms. So by that Gadadhar Pandit came to know his glory. So that we know. That is one pastime that will come. And another pastime, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, when he came to. So Gadadhar Pandit later, he took initiation from him. Pundarik Vidyanath, when he came to Orissa, that time when he saw Jagannath, so there they were offering starch cloth, which is not washed. So he kind of became not pleased with that. So that time, Lord Jagannath has appeared in his dream, and he started slapping on his cheeks. So his cheeks got swollen, but he was very much pleased. So these are the two pastimes that will come, Pundarik Vidyanadi. And also, Srila Raghunandan Thakur appearance day. Raghunandan Thakur is a son of Mukunda. And his pastime is like, he was very 5 years old. So that time his father went outside and asked him to offer bhoga to the Lord. So that Raghunandan Thakur, he offered, but he saw that Lord was not taking. So that time he prayed intensely, then the Lord took that offering. So that is Raghunandan Thakur. And also the Raghunath Das Goswami, as we know, so we know his glories. He is the Prayojan Acharya. So we will discuss about Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur disappearance day. So we will mainly discuss about him, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So we know Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, every day we start with his prayer, like Samsara Dava Nalli Idhuloka, which was written by Guru Ashtakam, is written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So every day we start our day with the prayers of written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. And also Srila Prabhupada, he was very much inspired by the purports of Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Bhagavad Gita, that he wrote that order of spiritual master is the life and soul. He was very much inspired, and he propagated that, because of that we are all here. And so that's we know the glory of his purports in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he was born in a village called as Devagrama in Nadia district, same as Mahaprabhu, in around 1638 somewhere. So Ram Narayan Chakravarti was his father, and he has two brothers, Ramabharadra Chakravarti and Raghunath Chakravarti. So these three brothers, they were all from their childhood onwards, they are very much attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur used to hear from Ramabharadra Chakravarti and Raghunath Chakravarti about Srimad Bhagavatam from his early childhood. And he was from his childhood also, he is chanting the holy names and worshipping the Lord, very much attracted to the Lord. So he was very, very devotee from his childhood. He was also a Shruti Dhara, means whatever he used to hear once, he used to remember. So like that, he was completely a scholar. And he was also a Sanskrit scholar from his childhood. There is a pastime Digvijay Pandit comes to that place. He was glorifying himself. But similar to Mahaprabhu, how he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, he also, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he also defeats that Digvijay Pandit, and that person becomes very depressed. So at that time, Ramabharadra Chakravarti, he came and told that Digvijay Pandit, he is actually an eternal associate of the Lord, so don't worry about your defeat. He is very exalted personality. So like that, he consoles him. So Narottam Das Thakur, he had two disciples who are called as Ramakrishna and Hariram. So they are not born in Brahmana family, but they became devotees and they exhibit very exalted qualities. So seeing that, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, he was very much inspired, and he becomes the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, his disciple was Krishna Charan Chakravarti. And Krishna Charan Chakravarti's disciple was Radha Raman Chakravarti. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he approached Krishna Charan Chakravarti to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. And he also asked for initiation. So Krishna Charan Chakravarti asked him to take initiation from his disciple Radha Raman Chakravarti. So in that way, he took initiation from Radha Raman Chakravarti. So the parampara is that Lord Chaitanya initiated Loknath Das Goswami. Loknath Das Goswami initiated Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur initiated Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti initiated Krishna Charan Chakravarti, and then Radha Raman Chakravarti, and then Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has opportunity to read Bhagavatam from three personalities: his elder brother Ramabhadra Chakravarti, and then Krishna Charan Chakravarti, Radha Raman Chakravarti. So in this way, he was intensely absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam, and like he was reading Bhagavatam, and from his elder brother Ramabhadra Chakravarti, and so he completed one time completely, and then he came to Ramabhadra Chakravarti. And Ramabhadra Chakravarti asked, what is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam? So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur was not sure. So then he told, you read again. So he read again. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has come to Ramabhadra Chakravarti and, can I go to Vrindavan? I want to go to Vrindavan. So I understood the glories of Vrindavan. So in this way, he told, now you understood the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he went to, before that, he is exhibiting lot of detachment. So his father, Ram Narayan Chakravarti, he was very much concerned that he may become detached. So he got him married. So he got him married to a lady called Vibha. So, but he was very much detached. At that time, childhood marriages will happen, so they were in separate places. Then he went to Vrindavan. So there he was living in Vrindavan. Different places he used to settle. In Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yavat, and finally settled in Radhakund. So that one time his spiritual master Radharam Chakravarti, he was you got married, but you are never with your wife. You are now in Vrindavan, so you come back and you have to stay with your wife because you married. So it was testing him, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So he asked him to come back. So he came, and you at least you have to spend one night, he told. So he came, and his wife Vibha, and throughout the whole night, he was simply discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Leela. So that's how they spent. And morning when he asked, what did you do? So he explained. Then he finally agreed. Then he told, okay, now you are detached. So now you can go to Vrindavan. So like that, he came to Vrindavan and he settled in Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, this story is connected to both Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. There is a Shankarananda Prabhu. So he gave one Govardhan Shila to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, he worshipped that Govardhan Shila for 2 years. We know that as soon as he sees the Shila, he used to think that this was the body of Krishna, and he used to intensely, the tears used to roll from Mahaprabhu's eyes. And when he was very much pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami because of his austerities and his devotion, he gave that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami, and we know that Raghunath Das Goswami, he understood that he has given me shelter in Govardhan, and this Gunjamala represents the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped that Shila, and then we know Raghunath Das Goswami, he was in Radhakund area, so that time Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also there came there. So Krishna Das Goswami, he gave that Shila and that Gunjamala to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had a disciple or friend called Mukunda Dasa. So he received that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. So that time there, like previously, the Krishna Priya Thakurani, yes, she has come there to that Radhakund. So Krishna Priya Thakurani, she was the daughter of Ganganarayan Chakravarti and Vishnu Priya, their daughter. She came to hear Radhakund. So that time Mukunda Das, she had a some problem in his health. So whatever he is eating, he was not able to digest. So she kind of understood he had some problem. So she nicely served Mukunda Das, like nicely prepared some Ayurvedic medicine, something, and nice preparation so that his health will be restored. So in that way, she nicely served Mukunda Das and his health got restored. So here is a story of taking care of devotees. We can see Krishna Priya Thakurani nicely cared for Mukunda Das. So Mukunda Das, he was very much pleased with her. So therefore he gave his Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to her. So she is the same lady, like where she is always used to chant the holy name. Like even in Bhagavatam class she chanted, and Rupa Kavira, that story we hear, that he offended her, like kind of, why you are chanting while sitting in Bhagavatam class. But she told that I was addicted to chant, so I cannot. But Rupa Kaviraj kind of find fault. That's how he deviated. So, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he also wrote many, he also, like, he exposed some of the deviations of Rupa Kaviraj in his commentaries somewhere. So in this way, that Krishna Priya Thakurani, she received that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. Seeing the scholarly, the devotion of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and his scholarly nature, she was very much pleased with Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and she gave that Shila and Gunjamala to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So in this way, that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur received them. So those things. And previously, I forgot to mention that when by his elder brother, he was given a seva of copying Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he gladly accepted that service of copying Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is his, reading Bhagavatam is his favorite activity, and he can transcribe that. So while copying, he was so absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam that, like, even externally, even if it is so much heat outside, so much sun is there, but on that place where he was copying, there used to be cool shade. And even if the rain is coming, but on his, there is, like, rain was not coming on his place. So he was completely sheltered by Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, he was, like, very wonderfully there. So many, several people have come and became devotees seeing him, like Jagannath Vipra, and like one Brahmin called Jagannath Vipra has come, and he has become his disciple, and his son was called as Narahar Chakravarti. So he was the person who wrote two important books, like Bhakti Ratnakar and Narottam Vilas, which are very often referred to know our history. So in this way, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and his greatest, like his, like we know that pastime of Baladev Vidyabhushan, his disciple, how he brought back our sampradaya. He established the authenticity of our sampradaya through Baladev Vidyabhushan. And so, like, because of his preaching, there was many people were attracted to him, and some people became envious in Vrindavan. So they wanted to kind of kill Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So that time, in that place, so they were kind of thinking of attacking Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So they were in some place where he goes to pluck flowers that time, some place. So there they were trying to attack in that place. So when they went there, they could not see Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Means previously they saw, but suddenly they could not see. And instead of, there was a small girl was situated there. And they kind of asked her, where is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur? And they could not find him. So they were searching, and again after some time, they could realize that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur only transformed into that girl. So that is the eternal form of the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in the spiritual world, Manjari. And then understanding that glories, they surrender to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So in this way, he exhibited like his eternal nature also to in Vrindavan. So one time, like he was reading like Krishna, he was in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he narrates about the Kamagayatri mantra. So where it is having 24 and half syllables, like that he mentions. But whenever he is counting, it is coming as 25 syllables. So, but he was perplexed. How is it that he 24 and half Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned? He was sure that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has not committed mistakes, so, but he was not able to understand. So to understand that, he was kind of fasting till the time I got to know, I will fast. Like that, he was fasting and intensely praying to Radharani. So Radharani has come in his dreams and revealed that, according to some grammar, actually, one of the syllable can be half syllable. She points out some grammar in some place. So then he came to understand that is 24 and half. So in this way, 24 and half moons in Krishna's body. So what are those 24 and half moons? We know 10 fingers, 10 the fingers in the foot of the Lord. And then Krishna's face is like moon. And Krishna's two cheeks, they are like two moons. And Krishna's forehead is like half moon. And there is a bindi of chandan on that forehead, that is like one moon. So 24 and half. So it was counted. And there are like Krishna's face, like sometimes it is like, here it is compared to the moon and lotus. Like we know that 8 lotuses are there in Krishna's body also. His 2 lotus feet, his navel, 2 lotus hands, and 2 lotus eyes, and 1 lotus face. In this way, Krishna's body sometimes compared to lotus, sometimes to moon. And finally, the pastime of deity of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, like he was doing his bhajan in Vrindavan. So that time, one brahmachari had this deities of Gokulananda. Then Gokulananda deity, they spoke to that brahmachari, you go and give my deities to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So he came and he submitted to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, please accept these deities. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur told, you are a nice devotee, brahmachari, so you should worship, I will not accept. You are nicely taking care. So like that he informs. Then that person, he went back. But on that night, again, Radha Gokulananda appeared to both that brahmachari and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. And he tells to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that, I want to be worshipped by you, so please accept. And he will come again, so you accept. and he will tell to that brahmachari that you go and again give me to himself. So like that he came in the deities of both of these personalities. So he, that brahmachari, came and gave the deity to Vishnu Chakra Thakur, Radha Gokulananda deity. So he established that deities in the place where previously the Loknath Goswami worshipped his deities. So therefore the temple was named as Radha Gokulananda temple. So in this way, like Vishnu Chakra Thakur, several glories are mentioned. And the main contribution that we see of Vishnu Chakra Thakur is his contribution in the form of Shastras, and especially his commentaries to Srimad Bhagavatam. We read every, like daily we read his commentaries, and we know how his commentaries are so much filled with rasa, filled with knowledge, filled with so many explanations. And he has written several commentaries, around 40 books he has written. And Rupa Goswami books, sometimes it is very difficult. So he has given many explanations. Sometimes he has written some of the summaries of his books, like Tikas, Kirana, like the small things. In this, so that is his wonderful contribution. Shastras we read and we derive a lot of pleasure in reading his books. In this way we remember Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So like we are ending fifth canto, at the end of fifth canto he also wrote one text. So we will end our discussion by his comments on the fifth canto, at the end of the fifth canto. I desire to live by hearing the devotees who are a tolerant stream of divine nectar. Otherwise, how can I progress, since I have been bitten by the uncontrollable snake of pride? I have completed the commentary on the fifth canto at Radhakund on the sixth lunar day of the waning phase of the moon in Falguna month on Tuesday. So like that he was writing. So he was writing that I want to always hear the nectar of Krishna Katha from devotees who are always tolerant. So that divine nectar I always want to hear. Otherwise, I am already afflicted with a lot of pride. How will I progress? So I want to hear again and again the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam from the devotees. That is his prayer. He wanted to hear again and again Srimad Bhagavatam. So with that, we will end our discussion. Thank you, everyone. Rendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur ki jai, and all other Vaishnavas ki jai. Hare Krishna.